وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي صاحب. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this Mubarak morning of Thursday, the 3rd of October, the 29th of Rabiul Awal. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today, the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal, we focus on chapter 38, Surah Swad, and verses number 44, 45, and 46. We continue with the incident episode story of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. We mentioned to you that Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam means, Ayyub means to turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and his Nami Ismigrami honorable name is mentioned four times in the noble Quran. And he fell very, very sick for a long period, 17, 18 years. Allah alone knows exactly. And during that time, he was begging and petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter number 21, verse 83, and this is enshrined in the 17th supara. Ya Allah, this calamity, this catastrophe has afflicted me, whilst you alone exclusively are arhamur rahimin, that you are the one, the most merciful one to show mercy. So whenever a person is very ill, critically ill, and you know he doesn't know what to do, she doesn't know what to do, so read this dua and supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, chapter 21 and verse 83, Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin, abundantly. So things went like that, and slowly, slowly, everybody left him. Some people passed away, but his wife was with him through thick and thin, all times with sarrah with darrah, during the times of happiness, during the time of sadness and prosperity and adversity. So all that happened. But after all, she also is Bashar, she is a human being, and human beings, we have our weaknesses. So one day Shaitan came in the form of a big doctor, surgeon, physician, and told her, she didn't realize at that time that this is Shaitan and Lucifer. So he told her that I can cure your husband, and after he's cured, you must say that I cured him. So she said, fine, because you know the sickness was going on and on for such a long period. And obviously she wanted the husband to be cured, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. So then she agreed to that. She said, okay, I will say you cured him. So when she discussed this with Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, he's a messenger, a prophet, a Nabi of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, straight away immediately he realized this is the waswasa and whisperings of Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. So he was very, very upset and said, the day I get cured and after that, then I'm going to punish you. Why did you accept that? What the Satan, Shaitan told you, and then instead of attributing it to Allah, you're going to attribute it to him. So I will give you 100 lashes after I get cured. So that was because he was very upset. Why did he fall in the trap of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer? Lo and behold, he gets cured and all that, as we mentioned yesterday. And now what to do? But she was the only lady and person standing with him to trick and turn. So Almighty Allah showed him this plan, you see, the tadbir. So what must you do? You know that our women or the domestic, the helper at home, sometimes they use that broom, you know, at home to clean the floor and so forth, but they use the hand, not the vacuum cleaner, that home broom like that, hand broom, and you just use it like that to clean the dirt. So that is what something similar. Take 100 twigs, like, you know, thin ones, small ones, and so forth, and then just make it a bundle and just tap her once lightly, and then it is like 100 shots. So take 100 small little twigs, and then you fasten it up, bundle it up, and then just tap her lightly, and then you will not have to pay any kafara or give any atonement penalty for that violating that oath, because you took an oath. Also, wallahi, I'm going to punish you 100 lashes and so forth. So this is the tadbir, the plan that Almighty Allah showed him, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 38, Surah Swad, and today's lesson we start at verse 44. وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ, and you, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, take in your Mubarak blessed hand دِغَثَ. So like, you know, those twigs and so forth, but not big ones, small ones and so forth, and then you bundle it up and 100 of them, and فَضْرِبْ بِهِ, and with those twigs, like, you just tap her lightly. Don't now go and assault her and batter her and all that haram. Just tap her very lightly with that, وَلَا تَحْنَثْ, then there will be no breach of your oaths. Your oath will still remain intact and so forth. So Almighty Allah praising the wife, praising Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, all of them. She stood with her husband, and her husband never ever complained. Inna wajadnahu sabira. Indeed, surely, definitely, we found him. We discussed this on several occasions. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, it is a symbol of respect and reverence, and Almighty Allah stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Inna wajadnahu sabira, we found him to be very patient. Ni'mal abd, what an excellent servant he was, what an excellent slave he was. Me and you, certain small problem takes place and we will blow it out of proportion and so forth, as though Qiyamah started and the day of justice, the day of judgment started. So all this year are not just entertainment information, it is to give us lessons. Surah 12, chapter 12, verse 111, the last verse, Almighty Allah mentions these episodes, events and incidents. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events, episodes and stories, there are lessons to be learned. But who will derive this lesson? Only those people who are truly intelligent and intellectual. These are the intellectual people. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. He continued turning and turning more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. 25 prophets' names and nami, isme grami is mentioned in the noble Quran for multiple reasons and various reasons. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us. Wazkur, you ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember and make mention. Ibadana, our special slaves, our special servants, we selected them to be prophets and messengers. Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusula wa min al nas. There is selection and not election. You can see when elections take takes place and what comedians and morons come into power. And these are the people selected by Almighty Allah. They are the best of the best of Allah's creation, and they are ma'soom, and that is protected by divine protection from sin. You have 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 children, whatever the case might be, and then you don't say all of them have the same rank. They all your children, but certain one have more, you understand, ability, capability. You love some of them more than the others. So all were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, but in their rank there's difference. Tilka Rusulu Faddalna Ba'dahum Ala Ba'd, these prophets, messengers, we gave some of them virtue over the others, the beginning of the third Jews, the third Subara. And they Almighty Allah says some of them have extra virtue and extra merit compared to the others and so forth. So Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verse number 253. So there Almighty Allah is teaching us, and Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the leader, the best of the best, the most precious and most beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore every day we try and learn more and more about Siratul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the Milad Mubarak right till the time of wafat and the demise, not only in Rabiul Awwal, every day of our life. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai, that is what our faith and our love and our Islam teaches us. We must learn more and more so that we imitate and emulate the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. So wadhkur ibadana, remember our slaves, our special servants, Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is a special, special servant of Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. He's the special, special friend of Allah. His Nami Nami Ismi Grami mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 dedicated to him. And we find, what is Ibrahim? The name refers to a person who is Abun Rahim, very, very compassionate father. Wa Ishaq, and his second son. His first son was Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And here Almighty Allah mentions Wa Ishaq. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's Nami Nami Ismi Grami mentioned 17 times in the Noble Quran. What is the meaning of Ishaq? To smile. See, his mother was, remember, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. And then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's son Wa Yaqub, the grandson of Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His Nami Nami Ismi Grami mentioned 16 times in the Noble Quran, Nabi Yaqub, Jacob. So Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, for you non-Muslims, right? And what is the meaning of Yaqub? He was born with his twin brother, but the twin brother was born first, and he Aqib. Aqib means to come second, so to come afterwards. Therefore the heels are called Aqib. وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ, famous hadith, remember there in Tirmidhi and various compilations. So he was the second of the twin. 16 times his Nami Nami is mentioned. His title is Israel, and Bani Israel refers to his progeny, the Israelite prophets. So all of them Ulil Aidi were men of power, and they were prepared to take on the enemy and the opponents. Wal Absar, Allah gave them physical power also. Wal Absar, and foresight and insight also. So outwardly they had the power, and inside they had the foresight and the insight also. So that is how Allah Jalla Wala elevated their rank and status. All these prophets and messengers, Inna akhlasnahum Khalisa, indeed we selected them purely bi khalisa. Why? Only so they remind people of the year after. Zikraddar, remind people that there is a real world, and that is the year after. This world that me and you are living in is just a place of this transit, and is not our place. We're going to stay here forever. Wa inna ad-dar al-akhirah lahiya al-hayawan, Quran that after death, then we enter a new world that is Barzakh, the interspace. And then on the day of justice, Fariqun fil Jannati wa Fariqun fi Sa'ir, one group will enter paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, everlasting bliss and prosperity. The other group will enter Jahannam and the hellfire, Adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah, because of their kufr and blasphemy, because of their shirk and polytheism and idol worship, and because of their nifaq and hypocrisy, that they only paid lip service to Islam. The hearts were devoid of remembered tawheed, believing in the oneness of Almighty Allah, believing in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the articles of faith. So therefore, we believe in Almighty Allah's oneness, uniqueness. We believe in all the prophets and all the messengers and all the other articles of faith. So Islam is not Jannah. Islam is Manna. Islam is not just to know. Islam is to submit, surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Gaza genocide, day number 363. Hey, Jutlas, Haramis, hey, Jutlis, you getting a New Year present? You getting a Rosh Hashanah? Listen. Allahu Akbar, O Muslim, O listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, O esteemed listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say Allahu Akbar. Akbar Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah alone for all his ever recurring bounties and favors. The Arab newspapers from Beirut and from Lebanon and all these areas, and I sent it out late last night, remember, on my status, 80, yes, you heard correct, 80 Jutlas dispatched to hell, killed by the Lebanese, by Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, and they thought they can come with their ground troops and so forth. Their helicopters are very busy. So many fatalities, so many casualties. The Jutlas are receiving a New Year present, their Rosh Hashanah, and well done to Hezbollah. We salute you for that. So the Jutlas newspaper, the Haramis, the Harets, write, they write 8. Why they write 8? The 0 they remove. They know that there will be such public anger that they will be marching the streets of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Haifa, and all these places and so forth. So therefore, deliberately, they omitted the 0 and they said 8 Jutlas were dispatched to hell, and remember, they all were in their 20s. So who the hell told you to join the IDF? Who the hell told you to go and attack Gaza? One said, one bullet, one IDF straight to Jahannam. We're very happy about it. We're very proud about it. Let me be clear on that issue there. And now Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco are wondering. We put in our lot here with America, Israel, but America, Britain cannot save their favorite child, illegitimate child, and Harami, and B, the big B. So where the hell they can save us? We better rethink our alliance. You Haramis, might be too late for you. Your name is tainted, polluted forever, you Murtads and Khabis and Auladu Shaitan. So remember that these are the people who are Mujahideen, our Hamas and so forth and so on. And then they took on 5 tanks of the Israelis and destroyed it. And that were the fatalities, the casualties are beyond counting, remember? And they rushing them down. Then, you know, BB, George Galloway also said, something happened to BB, whether it happened at the airport or something at his house or whatever. So there is some cover-up there. And similarly, Israel was attacked by Iran 2 consecutive nights. Well done to Iran, you pakka Shia, pakka kufar. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sometimes, occasionally, Allah uses non-Muslims to assist this deen of Islam, the Sunni countries, hopeless, useless. Most of the leaders, murtads and khabis and shaitan, so immoral people, so Allah uses these non-Muslims also. So now they say that Gallant is also injured or he has been assassinated, but not verified. Now imagine the foreign minister of theirs. Oh, I forgot to use my words. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. I was so excited that 80 jutlas dispatched to Jahannam. We even forgot to tell you about the news, views, and interviews headlines. So United Nations Chief Guterres. So now the foreign minister of Israel says he's a person non grata. He can't enter Israel. How you like that, you must remember. So who the hell are you to dictate this one can enter, can't enter? You felt you can go and attack Yemen, you can attack Palestine, you can attack Beirut and by Lebanon, you can attack Iran also in the past, you can go and attack Syria. And now you see the Popakan dance. Yes, bring in more troops. We will send you back in coffins, you haramis. Attacks on Israel, unacceptable, say Joe genocide Biden and the West. Now they're saying we have to do something. Iran is getting too powerful. Iran didn't even show you all their arms. They have buried it there underground. And remember, if you go for Iran again, then they are going to retaliate, and inshallah we say both are haramis. You understood? Iran is our enemy, kuffar, shias, and remember jutlas our enemies. Quran has said so. So both our enemies, but on this score, yeah, we will support Iran and the kuffar, shias against Israel. Anybody harms the interests of America, Israel, and Europe and Britain, we will support them. Kain and mankan, whether it's Shia, whether it's atheist, with his haramis or whoever. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was a giant of a scholar, and he wrote a great book. Every Molvi, every Sheikh, every person who knows Arabic should read it, Minhajul Sunnah. And his fatawa, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said that the Shias for us are even worse than the Jews and Christians. And he said that the Shias will always ride, they are like donkeys, you know, so they will ride on the back of the jutlas. Remember that. So they will work out things together, and then, but sometimes disagreement takes place, and then you find a big war amongst themselves. So this is a New Year present, Rosh Hashanah present to you, Jutlas. How they wailing, sobbing, crying. How the people and the children of Gaza are smiling and mashallah, praising Allah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. You bomb us to smothering, and now you are getting bombed also. Very good. Bengue, the Harami, the Minister of Security and of Police and so forth, he said that that five jutlas that were dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire yesterday, they were attached to the Jaffa Mosque and Masjid there. So that has been rejected by the Israeli sources himself, because he himself is a super terrorist. Hurricane Helene, they are hiding the figures. Plus minus 600 people died there. Now all the politicians are rushing there. South Carolina, North Carolina, and so forth. Trump was there. Biden was there. Harris is there. Remember, elections are near. 1 month left for elections in America. So they have to show the people they care. They care nothing, remember. The only thing they care of is to be in power and fill their pockets, the haramis, and so forth. We support Russia. From Russia with love. We like Putin. So Zelensky says that Ukraine's existence is at stake. Very soon there might not be any Ukraine left, courtesy of the Kremlin, Putin, and Russia. Russia courts freeze the assets of the JP Morgan Bank and the New York Bank. Well done. What you can do, America, we can do better. That's why we like Putin. Do you really expect the Saudis and Emiratis and Arab states and Muslim countries who are impotent, the haramis, 99%, 95% of them murtads and shaitan and awlad and children of Lucifer, to do anything like that? That's why we like Putin. He can go and teach the Americans and the West such a lesson, and now their winter is approaching, and I will switch off my gas for you, dance all the Papa dance, and then you will see what happens to you. Ukraine MP wants the children who are speaking Russian language, they must be punished. This is their democracy. This is their human rights. Innocent children, if they're speaking Russian, we must punish them, haramis. Russia claims victory. You see why America is now caught up in catch-22. Zelensky doesn't know which way to turn. Now, there was a key city and a key place, and Russia claims victory and occupied it. These names are very difficult, but I'll try my level best. Russia claims victory and took occupation of the city called Uledar. Uledar is a key city, and now it's under the control of Putin and Russia. Well done to Russia. From Russia with love. James Bond, if you know 007 and so forth. Let's come to South Africa. Viva South Africa. South Africa is a real comedy country, you know. So now we had our former public protector, right? Imbikani, whatever her name is. Now she, you know, when you go to court, so now sometime they strike your court case, everything off the roll. They say it's not worth hearing your case, and they strike it off the roll. So she went to court, and then the judge there, magistrate there, was an Indian guy. His name also not a difficult name. So they struck it off the roll. So she sent the tweet out and the message out, and this former public protector, and she said, these Indians, people of Indian descent and so forth, so they are the cause for her downfall. Nay, madam, you are the cause for your own downfall, and the people in government kick you out. Don't come blame the Indians. If you have a gripe with the Indians, go to the coolie and tell them, Drihu Kuli Cook, they'll give you some samosas. In the White House very soon, January next year, 2025, some samosas will be there, courtesy of Harris. You see, that Kamala is an Indian, half, you understand, Caribbean black. So her father was from the West Indies, mother from India, South India, and samosas, drihu, kuli cook, somewhere in the White House. How's that now? So we better go visit her there and say that what you doing, garam masala in the White House. I wonder Trump what he will say then. EFF, listen to EFF. That's why South Africa is a crazy country. EFF criticizes Israel. You got apartheid and you are murdering innocent people and so forth. And then they celebrate the Rosh Hashanah. Say, hey, Jutlas, come we celebrate with you and so forth. In the morning, they cursing them, swearing them. And evening time come, let's have a jol and a party for what Israel and the Jutlas. And give me some money, Nigalomali. So that's how South Africa works, my brothers and sisters and esteemed listeners. Who can save the post office? South African post office is in Sakarat. It's on the verge of exiting. You must remember, I'm paying for over 20 years here. So I got my own private box. But after time, they don't allow us to collect it. They say it's off. And then they say that this happened. So that is our South Africa, remember. A big story for us, this is exclusively for Muslims. You Muslims who are flying to Cape Town, I will be flying there, inshallah, today in December. So you who are flying to Cape Town, or you're flying out from Cape Town, if any of these airport officials, they harass you, they intimidate you, and they tell you that we're looking for explosives and so forth and so on, you must take all their details, take their photos, take everything, remember that. Don't let any Jutla or Jutli or Zionist who is there come to intimidate us Muslims and so forth. This is not your Israel. Onsal your Rechmak. We will fix you up, Jutlas. This is South Africa. Remember that we fought apartheid and we took it on and defeated it. We know what is apartheid. How dare you come and intimidate our Muslim mothers and sisters and tell them, take this off, and we are searching for explosives. And it's done only with Muslims, so we will never allow that. Remember, you scholars for dollars in Cape Town, better wake up and make sure that this can never happen in any airport in South Africa, and more so there in Cape Town and so forth. Yesterday I received a report from the lady, and she said all these type of things happened to her and so forth. Now the moon story. So if I have this watch, you know, Al-Fajr watch, so there it's telling you about Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Today is already the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal there, so tomorrow Friday will be the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir. So we in South Africa, Southern Africa, our moon Samis, so we have to scan the sky tonight after Maghrib. It's 21 and a half hours and so forth. Cape Town will be just about 22 hours or less. So remember, if the moon is sighted and the crescent sighted, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, and that will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir tomorrow from tonight. And if it's not sighted, it's 50-50. So whatever is khair and better, Allah will let that happen. And if it's not sighted, then Saturday will be the first. Inshallah, all the organizations have their calendars ready. By Maghrib time, Isha time tonight, we will send out the calendars, so you will know exactly what, when is Rabi'ul Akhir starting in South Africa, Southern Africa, and that is to either tomorrow, Friday, or either Saturday. Remember, Maulana Salim Karim and you, Junaid Mota, from tomorrow, that Adhan will be 4:15 Adhan. So remember that, okay? Because why? Our Salat time is changing to 5:10. Currently is 5:20. So that will be from tomorrow, Friday, inshallah al-Aziz. And then our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Zaid Khan interviewing Maulana Musa Akudi of Benoni. And then in our fiqh program, 11 to 12, we're discussing the great, great scholars of Islam. Today we discuss Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. We already discussed the four Imams of jurisprudence, and now we discuss Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. Today we will discuss Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala jami'a, and inshallah between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Tonight will be Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week is durood sharif, abundantly salawat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight read Surah Al-Kahf, the entire Surah Kahf. من قرأ سورة الكهف ليلة الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بينه وبين البيت العتيق. It's sahih hadith, authentic hadith in Darmi. Wherever you are, if you read Surah Kahf tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, Allah will bless you with radiance and effulgence from where you are right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, inshallah. So try and spend all these great, great nights in our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ma Salim, we have 17 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, a man gave his wife one talaq-e-raj'i. He didn't take her back and he passed away. Number one, does she sit in idda for talaq? Number two, does she inherit?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So according to the question, the husband passed away during the iddah, that then he passed. First he gave her talaq, and then he didn't take her back during the iddah, and she's still in iddah, and then during that period there, so now the husband passed away. So here there are a few issues. Issue number one is this iddatul talaq, and that is normally 3 menses, and now this iddatul wafat. So now that of iddat of death. So what is the fatwa regarding that? So yes, iddat is compulsory upon you, sister, and you will follow Ab'adul Ajalain. Ab'adul Ajalain will be, you will sit for 130 days. So the one that is longer. So if the 3 menses are longer, you will sit for that. If 130 days is longer, normally 130 days will be longer. So remember, that will be your iddat. Second, that's compulsory upon you. So now you can't use jewelry, you can't wear new clothes, you can't use mendi, all these things, and you must stay there in your matrimonial home. No running around here and there and so forth. Next issue, will you inherit or not? Yes, you will inherit. Why? Because it was talaqu raj'i, and it was during the iddat that your husband passed away. So if your husband has children from you or any other wife, your share will be 12.5%. If there are no children, that at all, then he passed away with no child, no children, then your share, sister, will be 25%. So number one, iddat, yes, compulsory. The duration of the iddat, Ab'adul Ajalain, whichever one is longer, the 130 days or the 3 menses, and then you will inherit either 12.5% or 25%, or you must remember 25%, depending whether there's a child, children or not. So all these are issues you must understand. And yes, he gave you talaq and whatever, but still make dua for him that you might have children from him and so forth. And the best dua to read, for you to read, your children to read, Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa la, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. We cannot make dua and supplicate for non-Muslims after they've died. Remember that whilst they're alive, we make dua. Allah grant them Islam, Iman, and so forth. Walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. The day the reckoning is established. So read that dua, sister.
Mufti Sahab, can Hanafis eat crab and calamari?
People are very, very hungry. They're worried about sea, crab and calamari. According to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, all that is permissible. Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, the genius, the giant, said, Jami'u ma fil bahri halal illa drifda. Everything in the water, sea, ocean is permissible except frogs. So we ask Al-Imam Shafi'i, why are frogs exempted, excluded? The hadith in Abu Dawood is mentioned. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam an qatli drifda. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, said to kill frogs and so forth is not permissible. So therefore he excluded that. Otherwise everything is permissible. So calamari, crabs, all that permissible according to majority scholars. According to Hanafis, nothing is permissible illa samak, except fish. Because Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, samaku wal jarad, that the things that die and so forth. So then one is samak, fish, and one is jarad, the locust. So therefore, according to Hanafis, crab will not fall under the definition of fish, and nor calamari, hence not permissible according to the Hanafi jurists and scholars.
Mufti Sahab, does your dua get accepted for 40 days after Umrah?
When you say something, whether it's a mufti or whether it's alim or sheikh or imam or qari sahab or hafiz sahab or haji sahab or umrah sahab, call whatever you want to. Where's the dalil for that? For hajj and that, we have some dalil, you must remember, and some evidence. Dalil means proof and evidence. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says that when people perform hajj and it is a hajj maqbool, hajj mabrur, then your du'as are accepted after Hajj till the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Go open Lata'ifil Ma'arif, where it's written 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal. There's a mistake, a printing error that. So nevertheless, you must remember till Rabi'ul Awwal is accepted and so forth. But for Umrah, we don't have that. So we will say it is not authentic. But your du'a will be accepted lifelong. Why 40 days? But there are provisos and conditions involved that you you will become mustajabu da'wat. You must be particular, meticulous of your 5 daily salat on time. Men in the masjid, women at home on time. Second, what you eat and consume and drink. So that must be not only halal, it must be halalan tayyiba. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. What a genius giant he was. Radiallahu anhu, the Fatih of Iran, Iraq, all that, the conqueror of that part of the world. So you want your du'as to be accepted, O Sa'd? So then make sure you're only consuming that what is halal and tayyiba. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Mustana Ahmad, all the Ahadith Kitab. They speak about the manaqib and virtues and merits of Sa'd ibn Waqqas. You will find it there. So it's not confined to 40 days. Right till you die also it will be accepted. But we have to become devoted, dedicated Muslims and mu'min. Then all this will happen, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, am I allowed to pay tax with interest money?
100% al-khabithatu lil-khabithin wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. So Surah 24 verse 26, remember, for the immoral man is the immoral woman. People who love prostitutes, they get married to them. And the women who love, you understand, to sleep around their husband also will be crooked and a Casanova, Romeo, and immoral people. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when the government, I give you easy example, last week you must remember I was there in Swaziland. So my family members there, they have filling station, so we were having supper. So I asked them, how's the price here of petrol, diesel? He said, minimum the difference will be 1 rand, 1.50 rand, sometimes 2 rand. The petrol, diesel goes from South Africa to Swaziland. It is landlocked and they cheaper by 1 rand, 1.50 rand, sometimes 2 rand. So it shows how much taxation they are imposing upon us, which 100% zulm and oppression and so forth. So all your tolls, all your tax, all your customs, all your duties and rates and so forth and what have you, if you pay with interest money, totally permissible and so forth. However, that does not justify that we get involved in interest related transactions, to receive interest, take interest, to be part of a deal and a transaction which is interest related, all haram. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. I read for you one verse only. 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, and only one place Allah mentions this. O Ummah, O Muslim, Muslimah, chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you do not abstain, refrain from riba, sood, viage, interest, usury, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Study the entire corpus of hadith, all 100,000, 50,000, 1 million, take all the different asanid and change of transmission, you'll all define one place. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل حديث قدسي mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whosoever harms my awliya Allah, my special friends, خاصان خدا, I Allah جل ولا will wage war against you. Ariel Sharon thought he can murder and kill whoever he wants to. He murdered and martyred Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, and 3 weeks later Abdul Aziz Rantisi, the first two leaders of Hamas. Netanyahu Bibi, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, thought he can kill Ismail Haniya and others and so forth and get away. Allah ki lati be awaze. He's sitting in his bunker and lot of things coming out from his front side and his backside, the harami. So remember that is Allah. Faqad adantu bil harb. Now the Jutlas don't know which way to turn. Yesterday alone, 80 of their army dispatched straight to Jahannam. So, and roasted and toasted, and others waiting in transit to get roasted and toasted. So that is what Allah Ta'ala does. Remember that no one is a superpower. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No might, no power, accept that of Almighty Allah. And that is our unanimous belief. So we must understand what the Quran Sharif is saying and what the Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us. Yes, to pay taxes, all that, with interest, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I heard that when one is in the haram, then during Salah, he should look directly at the Kaaba and not at the place of Sajda. Is this correct?
Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, spent more than 50 years in Makkah Mukarramah, and he passed away there in Istanbul. He's buried there in Istanbul. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What a great Sheikh. We kissed his hand, kissed his forehead, and every time we sit with him at his house or in the dars or in the lesson there at the madrasa, Darulum, Jamia, or at the Haram Sharif, then we always learning something from him. So he wrote the book Rawa'iul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran. In there he discusses this issue under the verse فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn your Mubarak countenance, your face Mubarak for us normal people, for the Master alayhi salam, we say countenance Mubarak towards Masjid al-Haram, the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. So majority scholars say that when you are there in Makkah Mukarramah, keep your eyes, your gaze towards the place where you make sajda, lower your gaze. And remember, only Imam Malik says that you look at the Baytullah. What I used to try and do, go right on top upstairs and sit there, stand there by the fence and so forth. And then when you come up from a ruku, then automatically you will see the 1 million people, 2 million people, Taraweeh time and so forth. Then how we all coming up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and then you saying Allahumma Rabbana walakal ham, such a magnificent spectacle, a bird's eye view. So automatically you will see the Baytullah. So it is a masla of afdaliyat, awaliyat. You see the Baytullah whilst you're in Salat, no problem, but better to keep your gaze down. Majority scholars, you keep your gaze down, permissible according to Malikis, but Malikis say better to keep your gaze focus on the Baytullah. So these are academic discussions.
Mufti Sahab, what dua do we make for rain? Mufti Sahab.
Yes, I'm getting a lot of places saying, please, please make dua. We need rain in Carolina, in Ermelo, Makupani, Zambia, and so many other places also. Everyone, the male, female, adult, child, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Chapter number 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursili samaa alaykum midra. Make abundant istighfar. And more, if you can wake up early, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, read 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakat, tahajjud. Read witr if you haven't read witr. And then say, make dua and read istighfar. 5 times, 100 times, 500 times, any amount of time. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. What is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? From the time we became baligh and mature till the time now, you see, 20, 30, 50 years have passed. How many vices since we have committed? So we're begging Allah for forgiveness. So istighfar is for the past. Wa atubu ilay. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. I will not go back to those vices, to that evil and devilish lifestyle. So tawbah is to do for the future, and istighfar is to do for the past and the present. So Allah give us tawfiq, then inshallah the rain will come. And read, oh you imams, that you're going for Fajr Salat, make dua Qunut and Nazila in your khutbah on Fridays tomorrow. Read, this is a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Oh Allah, send your rain upon us. Ya Allah, send your rahmah and mercy upon us. Every droplet is a mercy and a na'mat and bounty and favor of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Give out charity also. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, what is the punishment for a husband who rapes his wife in Islam?
Remember that today our Muslim woman should understand two, three different things here. One is the Western concept is what? Marital rape. So when they use the term, I'm speaking about these Westerners and so forth and so on. So remember, if the wife is not in the mood, there's nothing wrong with her. She's not ill, she's not sick, she's not in a menses, she's not in a nifas and so forth. And then the husband says, I want to fulfill my conjugal rights. The wife Islamically does not have, you must remember, any valid excuse. So they, in the Western minds and Western law and so forth, they will say that this is marital rape. That Islam rejects, remember that. But if the husband is such that now the wife is really sick, or she's in the menses and so forth, and yet he goes and does all these haram things, so we won't call it rape, but we will say it is a major, major sin that this husband, yeah, is doing things like today people are busy with oral and anal and then busy with their wives during menses, all these haram activities. Go and read chapter 2, verse 2:2:2. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ. They ask you about menses, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هُوَ أَذَىٰ. Tell them it is impure. And then in front, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَتْهُرْدِ فَإِذَا تَتْوَهَرْنَا. You can't be fulfilling conjugal relationship when the wife is in menses. And when they finish, they must take a compulsory mandatory bath. فَأَتُوهُنَّ. Then go to your wives. Mean after the ghusl and bath, مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Where Allah commanded you to go. Chapter 2, verse 2:2:2. And then chapter 2, verse 2:2:3. نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْسٌ لَكُمْ. So your wives are your plantation or your tilt. So only front. No anal and oral business. All this backdoor business, these kuffar, Shias, they like all the backdoor business. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.